The message you're about to hear was preached at Oncarrig Baptist Church, located in Limerick City, Ireland. You're welcome to visit our website at acbc.ie, where you'll find loads of information and resources. You are also welcome to visit one of our weekly meetings on Sundays or Wednesdays. We look forward to seeing you and hope you enjoy this message from the Word of God.
4:11. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. You can be seated. The passages of Scripture we read, they're from the Apostle Paul's letter to the Ephesians. He was encouraging them that they needed to grow in the Lord. He tells the Ephesians that God has called men for the express purpose of studying the Scriptures and to teach and preach the Word of God for their edification, for their perfection, and for the work of the ministry. In these verses we read, it speaks about those who are tossed to and fro, carried about by every wind of doctrine. The Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy 4:7, we've gone over the verse before, he said, "I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course," which is our theme this year, "I have kept the faith." So the Apostle Paul finished his course. And if we're going to finish our course just like the Apostle Paul did, then it's important that we learn not church traditions, not religious instructions, but true Bible doctrines. And this morning, I'm going to talk about the direction of doctrine. The direction of doctrine. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your Spirit. Thank you for your Word. Thank you for giving us teachings in the Word of God that can help us and guide us and lead our lives in the right direction so that we can finish our course for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Oftentimes, the word doctrine is used in a derogatory manner. For instance, people will refer to some cult as indoctrinating people. Oh, they're indoctrinating, and it's bad because they're a cult. But in Webster's 1828 dictionary, the definition it gives for the word doctrine, in a general sense, it's a doctrine is whatever is taught. Hence, a principle or a position in any science, whatever is laid down as true by an instructor or master. The doctrines of the gospel are the principles or truths taught by Christ and his apostles. So when the Bible is talking about doctrine, it's talking about the principles and the truths that are taught by Christ and his apostles. And God wants our faith to be rooted in the sound doctrines of the Word of God. First, I want you to see that doctrine is important. Look at 2 Timothy 4:3. All right, 2 Timothy 4:3. Okay, perfect. It says the last days. Oh, sorry. That's my note. It says, it's talking about the last days. So 2 Timothy 4:3. It says, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables." So the last days, they're characterized by a turning away of sound doctrine. It shouldn't be a surprise to us that as the return of Jesus draws closer, as time goes on, as history progresses, as life goes on, the Bible says that professing believers and other people, they're going to turn away from sound Bible doctrines. Now the Bible says that, so it shouldn't surprise us if we see that in this day. But we need to be careful that it's not us. We need to watch out for that, because it's obviously going to be a prevalent thing as we get closer and closer to the coming of Christ. Next, we can know sound doctrine. There's a belief today that that's taught that you believe that and I believe this, and we can't know what's true and what's not true in the Bible. But if you look at turn to John 7. Or actually here, up on the screen, in John 7, verse 17, it says, "If any man will do his will, he shall know the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself." So there are right and wrong doctrines that are taught. And if someone is open to the truth, if they're willing to obey, if any man will do his will, God will give that person wisdom to know right from wrong doctrine. The Bible says that we can know right doctrine. There are a lot of evangelicals today that teach that doctrine isn't important, but the Bible says that the Bible itself is given to us for doctrine. Look at, Amen. Or actually here in 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, it says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God." Inspiration means God breathed. It's God spoken. It was given by God. The Scripture, the Word of God, was given. God actually spoke it, and is profitable for what? Doctrine. Amen. So the Bible is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And the Word of God, the Scriptures, were given to us for the express purpose of teaching us doctrines or principles of the Word of God. The Bible is also supposed to be preached with doctrine. If you're still in 2 Timothy 4, if you're still there, but 2 Timothy 4, 2, it says, "Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine." So when somebody preaches, they're supposed to preach doctrine. There's a lot of people, they don't preach doctrine. They come up, they say, talk about Jesus, and they tell a nice little story, but they're not teaching anything about doctrine. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people avoid doctrine. Doctrine can divide. Doctrine can divide people or make people uncomfortable, because they don't necessarily, maybe they don't believe the right doctrine or it's different. But doctrine can divide. Doctrine can divide and differentiate between things. But if you turn to 2 Timothy 2 verse 15. Here in 2 Timothy 2:15 it says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness." So we're supposed to study. We're supposed to learn to rightly divide the word of truth. That's doctrine. And we're also supposed to shun vain and profane babblings, people that are just talking nonsense, for they increase unto more ungodliness. It's not gonna help us any if we're listening to that. But God requires a believer to rightly divide the word of truth. And if we do, the Bible says that we'll be approved unto God. But it also implies that if we're not dividing it correctly, it means that we're disapproved. Not that we're gonna go to hell, but that God's not pleased if we're not able to rightly divide. That's why it's very important. You know, a pastor is in a big position to be teaching the Word of God. It's a God-fearing position. Is if you're teaching something wrong, you know, you're accountable to God for those people. They're not going to be approved of God if they're learning wrong doctrines or false doctrines. So doctrine is important. It's very important. Second, I want you to see that doctrine, it unifies a church body. Look at Ephesians, turn to Ephesians 4, verse 11. In Ephesians 4, verse 11, it says, "And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." Now, if you show me a church, so here it says, till we all come to the unity of the faith. I want you to notice that. So it's talking about unity within a church. And if you show me a church that does not teach doctrines, I'm going to show you a church that's full of confusion and no unity at all. There's not going to be any. You'll have one teacher teaching that might be teaching Calvinism, that God picks and chooses people to be saved and to go to hell. Another teacher teaching hyper grace, that you can live however you want. Another teacher teaching holy living. Another teacher teaching that you can speak in tongues to know you're saved. Another teacher teaching a literal 7-day creation. And another teaching theistic evolution, that God needed millions of years to create the world. And where is the unity in that? There isn't any. Do they believe in Jesus? Probably, but they're not unified in doctrine. God gave us the apostles and prophets, those who wrote the Word of God. And, you know, a body is visible. Paul is talking about the body of believers in Ephesus, a local visible church, an assembly. And God gives us the Word of God from the apostles and the prophets, and he enables people with the gifts of teaching and preaching to perfect or to edify that local body of believers. You know, this was written in a day when there wasn't any YouTube. They didn't have YouTube back then. They didn't have Facebook. The people, they weren't so easily exposed to every doctrine under the sun like we are today. And these evangelists, pastors, and teachers, it's not referring to all the people on YouTube and the God Channel. These forms of media, they create disunity when we allow other doctrines to fill our minds and our hearts. We're being tossed about by every wind of doctrine, whether we know it or not. And it becomes a whoever has the best argument. But sometimes, you know, it's not always who has the best argument is right. Sometimes it's what the Word of God says. Sometimes people, you know, they have a great argument about something, but what does the Bible say? I've heard a lot of Calvinists, they have a great argument, but the Bible still says whosoever all through it. So it doesn't really matter what argument they come up with or how well it's presented. The Word of God is still the Word of God. In Ephesians 4, verse 13, it says, till we all come to the unity of the faith. And when a local body of baptized, blood-washed, born-again believers is in agreement on doctrine, it creates a harmony and a unity among the group. So doctrine unifies a church body. Number three, doctrine, it determines our direction. If you look at Ephesians 4, verse 13. In Ephesians 4, verse 13, it says, till we all come in the unity of faith that we just read, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto the perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children. So God uses these means, he uses these people to teach us that we would grow in the Christian life. And it goes on to describe that what it's like when we haven't grown. And he says, children tossed to and fro, carried about by every wind of doctrine. So when you have a new believer or somebody, they're tossed about with every wind of doctrine. And YouTube is one of the worst. By the sleight of men and the cunning craftiness whereby they lay in wait to deceive. And when we're a new Christian or we haven't grown much in the knowledge of Christ, we haven't been taught doctrine, the Bible tells us that we're tossed to and fro. We're going to be carried about with every wind of doctrine that comes our way. You know, as a young, untaught Christian, it's vital. It's a crucial time in the life of a new believer. They need to be taught not the doctrines of a church, not the doctrines of some denomination, but the Bible doctrines so that they can grow in the Lord. And there are many people today, they're not taught the Bible. They're not taught Bible doctrines, and their lives are tossed to and fro. They're carried about. They only have a superficial understanding of the Bible. There are people who I think are probably genuinely saved, and they know that there's more, and I've seen people, they're genuinely saved, they're not taught doctrine, they start looking for some place that does, and they get trapped in Reformed theology because they teach doctrines. Unfortunately, they're teaching the doctrine, they're teaching Calvin's and Augustine's doctrines, not Bible doctrines, that say, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Some people fall in with the Mormons. They fall in with Jehovah's Witnesses, or maybe they even go back to the religion that they grew up with. But what happened is that they never grew properly in the Lord, and they're being tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, everyone, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lay in wait to deceive. If you think of a sailboat, There are four main parts of a boat. You have the hull that you sit in. You have the sail that provides the hull with power to move. You have the keel, which is the long, slim plank that comes out from the bottom of the hull. It keeps the boat balanced, keeps the boat from tipping over. When you have the keel in there coming down into the water, the boat doesn't tip like a canoe does. And then you have the rudder that steers the boat. Now imagine if you're going sailing and your friend puts you in a boat that just has a sail and a hull. You get in there and you notice that there's no rudder. Then you realize that there's no keel underneath. The boat's just flopping everywhere. Where are you going to go? Are you going to make it to your destination?
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. What would happen is exactly what the Bible's describing in these verses about someone who doesn't grow and learn Bible doctrines. That boat is going to be tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind. And when we're saved, we have Christ who is our lifeboat and our hull. We have the Holy Spirit that works as our sail, directing the wind and giving us power to move. But Bible doctrine is the rudder and the keel. Without a keel, we're tossed to and fro, and without a rudder, we're carried about by every wind. If you ever tried to enter a boat race with a rudder, without a rudder and a keel, you're not going to go anywhere. And there are Christians today going nowhere in their Christian lives because they have no doctrinal teaching from the Word of God. They're like boats with only a sail. And when the storms of life come, they're destroyed. Every wind of doctrine that comes steers them off course into a different direction than where God wants them to go. And they never make it to God's will, or never mind His perfect will in their lives. And this is why we have our first principles discipleship course. It teaches Bible doctrines, and I recommend if somebody starts it to finish that course. We're also teaching in the Sunday Bible class from A to Z about different Bible doctrines, but doctrines determine the direction in our Christian lives. Psalm 119 verse 105 says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." And the doctrines of the Bible are going to steer and guide our lives in the path that God wants us to go. Otherwise, we could easily get swayed. That has to do with, it's in music as well, but I'm not going to get into all that for today. But doctrine exposes, doctrine also exposes false teachers and deceivers. Look at Romans 16, verse 17. So Romans 16, verse 17. Here, the Apostle Paul is warning the Romans. in Romans 16, verse 17. He says, "Now I beseech you," or beseech means beg, "I beg you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the," what? "Doctrine." "To the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple." Those that have just become new Christians. Those that haven't learned. The Bible is very clear that those who cause divisions contrary to Bible doctrine, those who cause offenses contrary to Bible doctrine, are to be marked and avoided. Shouldn't be listening to them. Shouldn't be watching them or whatever. Doctrine brings unity. And when a church is united, someone brings a contrary doctrine that begins causing division, we're instructed, the Bible tells us, Paul says, to mark and avoid them. And if we've not been taught, if we've never learned any Bible doctrines, then we're never gonna know who to believe, or if somebody's even trying to cause division. Because it says here that they'll deceive the hearts of the simple. A man came in here a long time ago, several Wednesday nights for Bible study. I noticed in his conversation that he seemed to know the Bible, but his doctrines were way off. And he didn't believe the Bible was even the pure word of God. I doubt the man was even saved. He was very nice. He was polite. He was well spoken. He began to publicly challenge the things that I was teaching when I finished the lessons. And those that were sitting in the room who had a working knowledge of Bible doctrine, some other people noticed that some of the things he was saying just weren't right. They were a little off. And finally, I just established some of the Bible doctrines that we hold to, and that I came here to teach, not to debate. I'm not here to debate. I can debate at a coffee shop, but I'm not going to debate. I'm not going to debate the church. I'm here to preach and teach. But while I was back in the States, that man, he came a few more times, and finally, he left a book. This is the book. He left a book. This book. He just threw it on the back seat when he left. He left a book. And when we got back to Ireland, I started reading the book. And within the first 10 pages, I saw that, and I made some marks. So I was studying through. So that's just the first 10 pages. But right from the beginning, though, it says that he's teaching another gospel. But I saw it was filled with loads of heretical doctrines, from denying the doctrine of hell to denying that God made the creation perfect before the fall of man, among several other things, just in the first 10 pages. But if the creation was not perfect, then man couldn't be blamed for sin. If God created us flawed, then we couldn't be blamed for sin, because it's God's fault. If there's no hell, I mean, if man can't be blamed for sin, then God is unjust to send anybody to hell. And if there's no hell, then Jesus Christ died and was resurrected from the grave in vain. He did it for nothing. And he shed his blood for nothing. But what does the Bible tell us? The Bible tells us much more than being now justified by his blood, we are saved from wrath through him. So these are heretical lies that are being spread wherever that man goes. And this book, it's good. If you ever see it, burn it. You know, throw it away. You don't want somebody getting a hold of that. That's just false doctrine. But this, it's just filled with false doctrine. 2 Timothy 3, verse 13 says, "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." And evil men and seducers are only going to become more and more prevalent as the years go by. So we need to learn. We need to know Bible doctrines and avoid them, and not be influenced by heresies and false doctrines that are being taught. So the direction of doctrine. First, we need to understand that doctrine is important. I was reading there was a quote. A lot of people teach that it's not. You have your doctrine, I have my doctrine, and doctrine's not important. God's not gonna God doesn't care. Well, God does care about our doctrine because he wants us to finish our course. Doctrine unifies the church body when they have the right doctrine. Doctrine determines our direction, and doctrine exposes false teachers and deceivers. If you go to a church that doesn't, if somebody goes to a church that doesn't teach doctrine, it doesn't teach and says that it's okay and doctrine isn't important, you know, there's not going to be any unity there. And there's not going to be any teachings. You know, they're not going to teach anything that's going to help you to grow. But there's a direction of doctrine that it's important. It unifies us. It determines the direction we're going. But it also exposes and helps us to know who the false teachers and the deceivers are. And when we realize that they are, we need to turn them off. Don't keep listening, trying to find some. It's like digging in the rubbish bin, trying to find something good to eat. You know, if you're going to listen to that, I want to see you do that as well. You know, just kidding. you don't want to do that. So, at least not if you want to be healthy. But let's pray anyway. So, let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Let me ask you this morning: What direction are you heading this morning? God has a destination for your life. The Bible talks about God's will, His perfect will. God has a destination for you, but the only way we can get there is by learning and following teachings of the Word of God, the Bible doctrines. The most important truth you can learn this morning is the Bible doctrine of salvation, knowing 100% sure that if you died this morning, that you'd immediately be in heaven. The Bible says that God wants to give you eternal life as a free gift, no cost. It says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And just like any gift, we need to receive it. Just repent, change your mind. You need to change your mind and agree with God that your sins offend Him. And you can't get to heaven on your own. And that He needed to pay, and we need to pay for our sins in an eternal hell. And then by a prayer of faith, receive the gift of eternal life that Christ paid for you when He died on the cross, so that you could simply receive it. I'm going to pray in a minute, and if God spoke to your heart this morning about salvation, the need to learn Bible doctrines, or perhaps something I hadn't even mentioned, I want to pray for you this morning that He'd help you.